the first major discrepancy that we noted was Achila and then Shesia, where the Avel, specifically for purposes of Shechecha, is given access to Yayin, and Basar as well. That's a contrast between Aninos and Avelos. We'll think about that a little bit today. The fact that, you know, the Bein HaMitzarim period, depending on where one wants to draw the line, starting with the Yechidim that are already Noheg from Shivasar Betamos and the more Nafots, Minag Ashkenaz of Rosh Chodesh Av, or Shavua Shechalbo, for Sfarad, or Erev Tishabav in the context of the Mishnah, wherever one draws the line exactly, is all about, you know, experiencing an element of tsar. You referenced the Magen Avraham in his dispute with the Gaon about Puranos being able to transcend Avelos. And I made a suggestion that maybe that's exactly why we paskin like the Das Yachid, what appears to be the Das Yachid, and the more machmir review in Talmud Torah when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that the Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev really ought to have been neutralized by the idea of Eino Ragil Likros. There's a tsar in terms of either not knowing, so there's a tsar there. But in practical terms, there's also the tsar of having to, you know, work one's way through a sugya the first time. But the meimis itself might not always be the most fun a person could have. So why exactly do we paskin like that Das Yachid L'chumra? And it's only the Dvarim Haroim that a person is allowed to learn, and not Makom Sheno Ragil Likros. It seems like we're almost, creating a